السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن نبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، عالم الغيب والشهادة، هو الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Honorable علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer and provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Nothing in this dunya happens without the permission of Allah. Each and every single thing glorifies Allah. Allah says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you and I cannot comprehend His glorification. How do they glorify Allah? May peace and salutations be upon the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him, upon his family, and upon his companions in the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, tonight is the last odd night of this month of Ramadan. Tomorrow could perhaps be the last day of Ramadan. How nice it was in this month of Ramadan. How nice it was to observe the fast, to hear the muazzin at the time of iftar, to perform or follow the Taraweeh Salah, to engage ourselves in ibadah during the day and night, to perform certain extra good deeds that we usually wouldn't perform outside the month of Ramadan. But really, my dear brothers, as you and I are aware of the fact that every good thing has to come to an end, so we will have to bid farewell to this month of Ramadan, though unwillingly. This month of Ramadan was like a marathon, one in which we all were like runners, running at different speeds and at different velocities, with different levels of preparedness. Some of us in this month of Ramadan were already very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for a level of purity in faith which they have not achieved before. Whilst there were others in this month of Ramadan who were struggling in the middle between good and bad, between righteousness and evil, and their hearts were hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the ability, the courage, the strength to overcome this evil and to aspire for the good. Then there were some in this month of Ramadan upon whom this month of Ramadan came and went by, and this month of Ramadan made no difference to them in their lives. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, as for those of you who have repented and relented to Allah, who have found the mercies of Allah in this month of Ramadan, then marhaban bikum. Marhaban bikum. You are welcomed into the court of Allah. And as for those of us who have not as yet turned to Allah, rather neglected the opportunities to earn His maghfirah in this month, then my dear brothers, I fear the statement of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that whoever fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah in this month, then when will he gain the forgiveness of Allah? But let us not lose hope, my dear brothers. Let us not become despondent. Let us not despair in the mercy of Allah. Once Allah selected you to be here today in the month of Ramadan, it means Allah cares for you. This month of Ramadan is but a vehicle, a rescue ship, if you will. And once Allah permitted you to board the ship, it means Allah has looked at you with an eye of mercy. But the problem lies within us. We fail to have conviction and certitude in the mercy of Allah. We fail to realize the greatness of our Creator. We fail to recognize Allah, to gain the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah. For who are we performing all these deeds, these a'mal in this month of Ramadan? It is for Allah. But it will sadden you to know, my dear brothers, that millions and billions of Muslims out there in the globe fail to recognize the ma'rifat of Allah. They don't know who is Allah. We can speak about every other thing in this dunya, but Allah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, who is this Allah? Manillah, manillah, who is Allah? Our ulama mention that if a person wants to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, if a person wants to recognize in his creator, then there are two ways. One is, look into the Quran and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself. And the other is to look into the makhluqat of Allah. Look into the creation of Allah and you will see the greatness of your creator. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Every single thing, there is some sign that indicates to the oneness of Allah. The Quran talks about Allah. The Quran talks about the ilm al-ghayb, the inaccessible mystery of Allah. The Quran talks about the names, the qualities, the attributes of Allah. Each of which evoke a distinct characteristic of Allah. And all of these names, all of these qualities, all of these attributes refer to the name Allah. Allah is that comprehensive divine name, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. That it is He, Allah. There is no ilah, there is no God but He. عالم الغيب والشهادة. The knower of the seen and unseen. هو الرحمن الرحيم. He is the most beneficent, the most merciful. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. He is Allah. There is no ilah but He. الملك, the King. Al-Quddus, the pure. As-Salam, the one free from all defects. Al-Mu'min, the granter of security. Al-Muhaymin, the overseer of his creation. Al-Aziz, the great. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Al-Mutakabbir, the supreme. Allah says, Subhanallah amma yushrikun. Glory be to Allah. Allah is high above all what they ascribe as partners to Him. Allah says, Hu Allahu al-Khaliq. He is Allah, the creator. Al-Bari, the inventor. Al-Musawwir, the bestower of forms. Allah says, Lahul Asma'ul Husna. Lahul Asma'ul Husna. His belongs the most beautiful names. Yusabbihu lahu ma fi samawati wal ard. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth continues to glorify Allah. Allah says, Wahu al Azizul Hakim. He is the great, He is the wise. ذلكم الله ربكم. That is your Lord Allah. إن ربكم الله. إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth over a period of 6 days. ثم استوى على العرش. Then focused his attention on his throne. يدبر الأمر. Governing the matters of his creation. قل اللهم مالك الملك. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that, O Allah, the possessor of sovereignty, the possessor of kingdom, the possessor of dominion. تؤتي الملك من تشاء. You give this kingdom to whomsoever you will. وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء. You snatch away this kingdom from whomsoever you will. وتعز من تشاء. You exalt whomsoever you will. وتذل من تشاء. You debase whomsoever you will. بيدك الخير. In your hand lies all goodness. إنك على كل شيء قدير. Indeed, you are capable to do everything. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. That it is Allah. It is Allah who has created us. It is Allah who has created me. Then it is Allah who guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. It is Allah who gives me food to eat. It is Allah who gives me to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become ill, when I take ill, it is Allah who cures me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. It is Allah who grants me death. Then it is Allah who restores my life. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ. والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. And it is Allah upon whom I have high hopes that Allah will forgive for me my sins on the day of Qiyamah. O insan, has the time not come to ponder over the greatness of Allah? Has the time not come to realize and to reflect and ponder over the greatness of our Allah? Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Then look at yourselves. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Will you then not see? Allah says, look at your eyes with which you see. Look at your ears with which you hear. Look at your nose with which you smell. Look at your tongue with which you taste. Look at your hands with which you feel. Look at your feet with which you walk. All of these limbs will testify to the greatness of your Creator. When a child is born, the first words that a child hears in this dunya, or the first message that is inscribed and instilled on this child's mind and soul, is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. That from cradle till grave, this child is reminded daily when the muadhin calls to the 5 salawat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest and greatness belongs to Allah and Allah alone. Allah says, O insan, look into the makhlukat of Allah. You will find Allah. Allah says, look up, O insan. Look at the sun, look at the moon, and ponder over its fixed causes. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ. Allah says, never can the sun go past the moon. Never can the night outsit the day. Allah says, وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. The stars and the trees both prostrate before Allah. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. When you read this verse, you will realize that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who is providing for every single fish in the ocean. It is Allah who is providing for every single bird in the sky. It is Allah who is providing for every single creature on this land, big or small. Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. Look up, insan. Look at the sky, look at the heaven. And then look around. You will not find a single pillar holding the sky. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. These skies are raised by Allah. مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. Such a beautiful verse in the Quran. Allah says, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. Allah let forth two seas. In one verse Allah says, هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. One's water is very, very sweet. And the other water is very, very salty. Allah says, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. Allah let forth two seas. يَلْتَقِيَانِ, they meet. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. Between the two seas, there's such a fine barrier. Allah says, they meet, but they do not merge into each other. Why is this such, my dear brothers? Why is this such? It is because greatness belongs to Allah and Allah alone. Who was it that responded to the call of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in three darknesses, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the belly of that whale, the darkness of the ocean, when Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam besought Allah, he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. That there is no ilah but you. Glory be to you, ya Allah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Indeed, I am from the wrongdoers. It was Allah who responded to that call of Yunus alayhi salam. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, really these ayat, we can go on talking and talking about the greatness of Allah. It brings so much of sweetness on the tongue, reciting the ayat that talk about the qudra of Allah. Allah says, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. That there is no leaf. Allah says, there is no leaf that falls, be it in the Amazon basin, be it in the thickness of some jungle, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of it. Allah knows its color. Allah knows its size. Allah knows the hour it fell. Nay, Allah knows the second it fell. Allah يَعْلَمُ مَا تَحْمِلُ كُلُّ أُنْثَى وَمَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ. Allah knows what every female bears. Allah knows what every female bears, and by how much these wombs fall short, and by how much they exceed. And then Allah says, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Each and every single thing is in due proportion by Allah. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ. The knower of the seen and unseen, the great, the lofty. Allah says, سَوَاءٌ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِالْلَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Allah says, it is equal to him whether one of you conceals his speech or he proclaims it aloud. Or he is hidden by the night, or he marches freely in the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of him. Ya bunay, Allah says in the Quran, that innaha intaku mithqala habba, even if there be something, insan, listen, even if there be something equal to the weight of a mustard seed, and then this be put into some rope, فَتَكُنْ فِي خَرْدَلْ. This be put into some rope, or into the heavens, or into this earth. Allah says, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. Most definitely Allah will produce it, Allah will bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أَصْغَرْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, nothing is hidden from your Lord, be it equal to the weight of an atom or something smaller than that. Allah knows of that. Why, my dear brothers? Because Allah knows what comes into this earth, what goes out of this earth. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. What descends from the sky, what ascends to the sky, Allah knows all of this. Never mind all of this, my dear brothers. Never mind all of this. Whilst you sit here listening to the reminder, Allah says, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ. Your Lord is more knowledgeable than you, my dear brothers. Allah knows more about you than yourselves. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah knows. Allah knows the deception of your eyes. Allah knows what your hearts conceal. Allah knows the thoughts that are crossing your mind and are flashing in your mind, my dear brothers. There's a verse in Ayatul Kursi. Probably all of us know Ayatul Kursi by heart. Allah says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَا. Brothers, all our ilm, all our knowledge, when compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is absolutely nothing, brothers. Allah says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah knows what's in front of you. Allah knows what's behind you. Allah says, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ. Insan can never encompass anything from the knowledge of Allah, but that amount which Allah wills. All our knowledge when compared to the knowledge of Allah is absolutely nothing. One of the most beautiful verses in the Quran where Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah says that it was Allah who removed you from the bellies of your mothers without you knowing a thing. It was not the doctor that brought you into this dunya. It was not the C-section that removed you and brought you into this dunya. It was Allah that removed you from the bellies of your mothers and brought you into this dunya. And Allah says, without you knowing a thing. Subhanallah, for all those who appreciate a little bit of the Arabic language for those who understand the Arabic language will appreciate this. Allah could have said, مَا عَلِمْتُمْ شَيْئًا. And you didn't know a thing. But Allah says, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. It is Allah who removed you from the bellies of your mothers and you still don't know a thing. Respected brothers and elders and insan, we still feel we know something. There are malaika who carry the arsh of Allah. There are malaika who make tawaf of the arsh of Allah. We perform deeds in the dunya. There are malaika who write. They record our deeds, everything, kitabun marqum, everything is written. But subhanallah, malaika say, Master, subhanak, la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Glory be to you, Master, we have absolutely no knowledge, but that which you taught us, insan still feels he knows something. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, there can be no lower job description given to anyone than abd. We are ibadur rahman, we are right at the bottom. And there can be no greater maqam than the maqam of Rabb, the maqam of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, His kursi, translated as a footstool, encompasses the heavens and the earth. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that there are seven heavens. And the distance between each heaven is a distance of 500 years. So between heaven 1 and 2, 500 years. Above the seventh heaven, above the seventh heaven comes the Kursi of Allah, translated as the footstool for Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the seven heavens all put together in front of the Kursi of Allah is like a ring in a desert. Above the Kursi of Allah comes the Arsh of Allah. The Kursi is one thing, the Arsh is something else. The Arsh is translated as a throne for Allah. The hadith says that the seven heavens put together, the seven heavens put together in front of the Kursi of Allah is like a ring in a desert. And now the seven heavens and the Kursi of Allah all put together in front of the Arsh of Allah is like a ring in a desert. Respected brothers, loftier than this maqam, loftier than this maqam, greater than this position is the maqam of Allah, without giving Allah any physical maqam, any physical place. Allah says, وَلَا يَؤُدُوا حِفْظُهُمَا, and Allah guards them. Allah guards the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَؤُدُوا حِفْظُهُمَا, and guarding the heavens and the earth does not tire out Allah, does not exhaust Allah in the least. But we know in human day experience, with guarding comes exhaustion. That's why we have a guard that will march from one place to another place. We have shifts. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no shifts. Allah says, وَلَا يَؤُدُوا حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And you know what guarding means? Guarding means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards the heavens. Allah guards the earth. Allah guards the sun. Allah guards the moon. Allah guards insan. Allah guards jinnat. Allah protects the malaika. Allah guards that little bird that just flew from the nest. Allah guards that egg that is still in the nest. Allah says, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the great, He is the lofty. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, you've just heard the greatness of Allah. Now, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Of course, the idea is to focus on the greatness of Allah and then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and istiqamah after the month of Ramadan. But my respected brothers, we only spoke about the greatness of Allah. We didn't yet speak about the mercy of Allah and istiqamah after Ramadan. But my dear brothers, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that segment of His ibad, of His servants, where Allah says, Allah addresses that segment of His ibad who have wronged themselves, who have transgressed, went beyond all bounds. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They tell him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my ibad, O my slaves, O my bondsmen, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Those who have wronged themselves. Allah says, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Do not become despondent. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Why? Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. For Allah to press one delete button over our sins means nothing to Allah. Allah says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah gain? What will Allah achieve? What will Allah get by punishing you if you make shukr, if you are grateful, and if you are sincere believers in Allah? Respected brothers and elders in Islam, there's still a few more opportunities in this month of Ramadan. Perhaps tonight is Laylatul Qadr. We should all make that effort and attempt to search for the night of Qadr. Let us not forget also Laylatul Jaiza, on the night of Eid, the night of prize giving, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be dishing out the prizes and rewards for all those people who have earned them in this month of Ramadan. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, at least after Ramadan, post Ramadan, at least we should make the bare minimum niyyah is to obey all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to stay away from all the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to perform all our salawat with jama'ah, to give zakah is due fard, to fast when fasting is obligatory, to perform our hajj if hajj is fard. Deen is very simple, my dear brothers. Deen is not difficult. As a Mu'ayyin Ispiri rahmatullahi alayhi will always say, that there's plenty for us to enjoy, plenty halal for us to enjoy. Eat halal, drink halal. There's plenty of halal for us to enjoy. Just stay away from haram. Stay away from haram. In fact, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are not my words. Who can be more truthful in speech than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling his sahabi, advising his sahabi, he says few words, four or five words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells his sahabi, stay away from haram, you will be the greatest worshipper. This is a guarantee from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay away from haram, you will be the greatest worshipper. We all know, my dear brothers, after this month of Ramadan, let us not be like the munafiqeen. Let us come to the masjid. Let us not be like the munafiqeen who wouldn't come to the masjid in the time of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A sign of nifaq was when a person wouldn't come to the masjid for salah. That was a sign that would indicate to the sahaba that this person is from the munafiq. He's from the munafiqeen. And we know now we are in this holiday season. It is school holidays. Respected brothers, after the month of Ramadan, let us not put our iman to the test. Let us not put our iman into places of fitna, into places and environments of fitna, where, my dear brothers, we feel that we are not, we put our iman to the test, and we are not questioned in these questionable environments. We are not taken to task, my dear brothers. No, my dear brothers, after the month of Ramadan, let us have this istiqamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That has the time not come now for the believers to fear from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be in constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will be a source of light for us in dunya and akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.